Well, what are you waiting for? That's the question we're thinking about this morning. What are you waiting for? There may be many things that we are waiting for at this time of year. Boys and girls here, now that Christmas Day has come and gone, maybe you are waiting for Christmas 2022. Only 364 sleeps to go. Maybe we're waiting for a family to arrive this afternoon that we haven't seen for a long time. Maybe one or two here are waiting for family to leave because it feels like such a long time. I hope not. Or maybe we're waiting for the recycling collection to come to get rid of all that wrapping paper and boxes. Or simply waiting for 2021 to be over, and for 2022 to arrive, and for an end to this pandemic, which seems to be dragging on and on, doesn't it? In our reading, we met, didn't we, two senior citizens of Jerusalem who have been waiting for a long time. Or as Ethan said in the video, a long, long, long time. A bit of context to ease us in. In chapter 2, verses 21 to 40, Dr. Luke, our writer, is trying to show us that the baby Jesus was born to parents who kept the laws of Judaism. So Luke frames his section in 21 to 24 and 39 to 40 by showing how Mary and Joseph honored God by following the Jewish purification rites of a woman 40 days after giving birth, the presentation of the firstborn to God, and the dedication of the firstborn into God's service. But thrown into the mix here, we have these two cameo appearances from two people who, despite having seen most things that life had to offer, still had not seen everything that God wanted them to see. They were still looking forward to the coming of God's salvation, for they had still not yet seen God's anointed king, the baby Jesus whom we are remembering and celebrating this Boxing Day morning. Well, let's meet the first of these two characters, and we're going to focus just on him this morning. And he is the sincere old man, Simeon. We don't know his vocation, but we do know that Simeon is a man very much in touch with God's heart. Can we see verse 25? He was waiting expectantly, for God's promises to be completed, waiting expectantly for the consolation of Israel, that is, the restoration of God's people and God's kingdom through a savior, through a king. And in keeping with the way that Luke uses a spirit language here, the Holy Spirit of God, the same spirit who came upon Mary had filled Elizabeth and had now come upon Simeon as he waited expectantly. For, verse 26, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Can you imagine that? What a promise that is to him. Can you imagine the years that he'd spent wondering and wishing, when will our God break into history again and redeem his people? And as Simeon reached retirement age, did he get nervous? When will I see this Christ? When will I see this anointed king? I don't know about you, but I can be so impatient to believe all that God has said about the future. Will it come true? But Simeon never gave up on what God had said. Old he may be, but he was waiting expectantly. Are you waiting expectantly? What about you? Do you believe and wait expectantly for all that God has said about the future, that he will come again in glory to judge and to renew his creation, bringing heaven's rule down to earth? Do you believe that if you trust him, he will forgive your sin and give you new creation life, starting now, completed at his second coming, while we wait? You see, what Simeon believes about God will do in the future brings perspective, doesn't it, to the present. It brings perspective to us. It makes waiting patiently a joyful hope as the Holy Spirit ministers to our hearts. Before Melody and I got married, we had to both wait expectantly for months as her engagement visa came through. Yes, there is such a thing. She was in Beijing, I was in London. I'd had a definite promise from her. She was coming, as far as I was aware. She wasn't staying in China. I had the air ticket. I'd arranged to meet her at the airport. She'd made a certain promise. Inevitably, I got to Heathrow way too early, scanned thousands of faces in arrivals for 90 minutes and sat down exhausted and then missed her when she finally did come out. But how does it make us live in the present knowing for certain that something will happen, but having to wait for it? In that situation, I was full of hope, I was excited, I was counting down the days, yes, but in the present I was disciplined and focused to finish wedding planning. Now, it was even more true for Simeon, waiting expectantly for the consolation of Israel. Through the Holy Spirit, the definite coming in his lifetime of the Lord Jesus meant that for the present, he was full of hope and he was full of the Spirit's discipline. Maybe there's someone here this morning just wondering how to handle the present. Do I focus on virus fears? Do I focus on the uncertainty of what is ahead? Well, the future Christian hope gives us perspective on the present, doesn't it? And it helps us to live life with joy and with delight and even, yes, with discipline in light of that glorious future. God having broken to history once, God breaking in again when he returns to rule and to reign, his kingdom fully realized on earth as it is in heaven. And so, verse 27, Simeon, prompted by the Spirit, he enters the temple, he picks up the baby Jesus and holds him in his arms. Can you imagine the relief? Can you imagine the elation? Can you imagine the sense of fulfillment that overwhelmed him? He's finally met God's promised King, and everything else in his life now seems irrelevant. And so he declares, verse 29, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. At last he has seen, and this baby boy will act as a magnet with even non-Jewish eyes drawn to what Israel's Messiah achieves. And Simeon even turns to Mary and says, verse 34, this child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that is spoken against so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed and a sword will pierce your own soul too. You see, there's an ominous note here also. God's salvation, Jesus, will cause division in Israel as well as bring victory. Mary will suffer great pain as she sees what the choices associated with Jesus' victory bring. And we see that actually in the last part of this chapter when Jesus is 12 years old at the temple, obeying his heavenly Father first and foremost. What was that like for Mary? But ultimately, we see that at the cross. Jesus' victory achieved through the pain of dying in our place. What was that like for Mary? Well, Simeon knows this, but he's at peace. Because his life has been leading up to this moment. His contentment as an old man is not based on his health. It is not based on his finances. It is not even based on his own family's welfare. But it is based on seeing God. And the challenge for us from Simeon is, are we too expectantly waiting for Jesus' coming? Do you allow the certainty of God's promises for the future to give you perspective for
the future, for the present, even as the Holy Spirit is with us now in the present? How does the certain hope affect the way you live now? Because we are asked from this text this morning, what is it that you are waiting for? What are you waiting for? As 2021 draws to a close and we think ahead to 2022, what are you waiting for? An end to this dreadful virus? The chance to go on holiday, perhaps? Are you waiting for a letter from the hospital giving you a date? These are all understandable things to wait for. But if you're a believer this morning, you are waiting for something even better than all that. You too are waiting for the coming of God's Saviour, just like Simeon. But for us, his second coming, the Bible ending in the way it started, when heaven comes down to earth, this world that God has made being judged, that is, being made right, all things being renewed, and God's kingdom coming on earth finally and fully as it is in heaven. So are you waiting for that? If you, like Simeon and like Anna later in Luke 2 for that matter, are nearing the end of this life, there's a great encouragement here, isn't there, to still be serving God full steam ahead. There was an early 90s TV sitcom called Waiting for God, with a nod to Samuel Beckett, about the misadventures of two spirited residents of a retirement home. But these retirees, Simeon and Anna, show us what it really means to wait for God. The commentator Daryl Bock writes this: retirement may be a misnomer for believers. Finding contentment doing God's will is a goal that can be reached as we creatively reflect on how we can best minister for him. Contentment is not a matter of age or energy level, neither is it a function of accumulation. It is defined as an openness to serve God and to share him with others. Well, you may have heard of the great Omani, otherwise known as Ron Cunningham, who claims to be the world's oldest escapologist, you know, getting out of straitjackets, at the age of 92. Can you imagine that? Or you may have heard of the Reverend Edgar Douse, who attended the same Bible college as me in London, who at 93 became the oldest person in the world to complete a PhD. Well, it's never too late to do many things in life. But Simeon teaches us that it's never too late to minister for God and to be ministered to by God. For to see Jesus is all that life is really about. So can we wait expectantly, knowing that everything we do for God's kingdom here and now will in some way be renewed when God's kingdom comes finally and fully on earth at his coming? For all our hopes and all our expectations for 2022, above all else, will we live expectantly for God's coming? Whatever age we are, whatever stage in life, whatever our situation, let's look forward excitedly to the future coming of King Jesus. And until then, let's be unwavering in our devotion to him. Let's be speaking of him to each other out of a thankful heart, and let's be joyful and disciplined in serving him. A moment of quiet to reflect. Help us, our God, to wait expectantly for your coming, knowing that everything we do now will be renewed as your kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.